wonderful sharing from everyone. Today is 9th October 2025 here. And as Ruben shared, that the weather, the temperature, atmosphere became pleasant. The high is 83 and the low 66 today, and right now 60, it's about 70. Yeah, right now 70. It's 8:15, quarter past 8, and in Celsius the high is 28, the low 19, and it's 20 or 21 degrees Celsius. So Ruben shared about honoring God. So in that direction, God would like us to speaking in tongues because of benefits that it brings to ourselves. That person who speaks in tongues, he edifies himself. It's powerful ability God has given to us. We are able to speak to God perfectly, dynamically. And God doesn't get tired hearing me speak to him, because it's my spirit, and my spirit does what I want my spirit to do. Just like I have my arms, legs in this physical body, I will decide what my hand to do, legs to do, eyes to do. So similar way, my spirit, God has given such an ability to bring to me the benefits. To speaking tongues, I'm able to speak. I don't know what I'm speaking with my mind, but my spirit is enabled to be able to speak all that is beneficial for me. He's speaking to my Father from the right hand of God. And with my mind also, there's inspiration, desire, then I can speak in tongues with that desire and speak to God. And with this Spirit of God, I can speak the words from God. I have this ability to prophesy. And prophecy is not just at the end of the fellowship and bring forth message. That is also there, but we have incredible ability, just like our Lord Jesus Christ. He opened his mouth and he spoke, then word from God proceeded. And prophecy is the one that inspires and build up the ecclesia, the body of Christ. Tuesday, today's 9th, so 7th, three leaders came from Kanpur, about 300 miles southeast from Delhi. And these three leaders took a train, 11 p.m. train, night train, sleeper train, and reached Delhi around 6:30 a.m. And they decided to refresh, take shower, so forth first, and then have breakfast, and to come to my home. So they reached around 10:30 a.m. So these three individuals, leaders, they were inspired by Ajay. And he also lives in Kanpur. And he was then, when he came to hear the word from God, 2006 or something, that time he was 16, 17 years old. So Kanpur, at the beginning, great outreach and so forth. And the main overseers kind of went other direction, different doctrine. I was not in touch with Kanpur believers and leaders, but God brought the key individuals from Kanpur after some years. For example, Ajay started to come to Delhi and to me from 2021. God put in his heart the desire because things were not happening over the years. In the beginning, it was really great outreach was taking place, signs, wonders, miracles, and great things. But after a certain time, since the main leaders kind of went away, then they continued in the old pattern with the scripture, prepare the teaching. Ajay used to say, like, I was very much dedicated to do this because he thought this was the right way. But over the years, his fellowship just became about that much. It didn't increase. And he noticed that they are faithfully coming, but half of them are in a fellowship time. They are not focused, or some of them are sleeping. And he thought he was doing right way. But he saw sometimes Facebook and saw how things are going on in other area. Great outreach. He saw fellowship in different parts of India, also in Nepal. And he started to wonder why it's not happening here. So he really went to God. It came to a time that he just really decided, I want to know why it's not happening. So he spoke to God. And God showed him in his dream, I think, when he was sleeping, I think, not vision. He shared with me, but I don't remember exactly which one. But he saw the leaders in Delhi. He saw my face also. And this happened twice. And he decided to come visit. So make this long story short. So he came over to my home. And that time with that heart that he would receive it. He came with meekness and decision to just practice whatever he hears. So I basically share with him, one, from now on, you do what God puts in your heart. Not your leader tells you to do, but what God puts in your heart to do. You have the Spirit of God. You have direct access. So you use this capability. You are as Christ. Jesus Christ listened to God. He moved with that inspiration. He walked by the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. So like that. Number two, the difference between scriptures and the Word of God. The Word of God is the word that comes from God. Directly. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. So that is the Word of God, and you are able to speak the word from God. Prophecy. Prophecy is not just three people prophesy, three people speak in tongues, interpret at the end. We are to prophesy. We are able, enabled to speak thy word. And that is the main thing. That will get the things going. Of course, God has to bring those individuals such as should be saved. So that also, another point, that you expect God to bring those individuals who are hungry and thirsting for truth. Just like you came to me. I didn't call you, do this, do that, or I decided to keep going to Kanpur and contacting believers who are not getting in touch with me. Used to be the believers of other overseers. I didn't do that. I let God bring to me such as should be saved. Yes, I had desire for many Kanpur leaders then to get the right doctrine. Like the Apostle Paul, he desired that the apostles in Jerusalem will get the right thing and Israelites to be saved, to know that Jesus was the Messiah and he was the Son of God. He was the one the scripture in the Old Testament prophesied. He has come and he has done everything, and God raised him from the dead, and he's already ascended, and one day he will come back. So Paul desired, I desired, those wonderful believers who were productive then to become again productive. So Ajay came with that open heart, ready to execute. So I shared few of these main things. And for your benefit, you now speak the words in the fellowship. Just open your mouth and start sharing. Then the word from God comes. And you may refer to certain scriptures and so forth. Wonderful. And for the benefit of the new people, don't take your Bible and then start opening a Bible. Let us go to this and that. Because these new believers then will start thinking like, I also need to do that. That will slow the process. 2,000 years ago, there were no printing press. The teaching method was not like the way that we see today, like in the churches, a pastor with the Bible and then would teach, or fellowship with somebody, or everybody having the Bible and teach, or everybody reads from the Bible. In the first century, there were no, of course, later on, church epistles came, but Thessalonians didn't have a copy of church epistles at home. They didn't. Nor Galatians, Romans, and so forth. Paul spoke, opened his mouth, Silas, Timothy, and they recognized that out of mouth of Paul came the word from God, not Paul's words, because there's power. The words that comes from God through your mouth, there's power, energy. It heals people. Quick means living and powerful. Energy, sharper than two-edged sword. It goes boom into the hearts. God will speak. God speak. Let God speak. I don't want to speak my words. God speak. Let God speak, because that will edify, build up, inspire. Faith comes. We are capable and able. And 2,000 years ago, they were not carrying Bible and then taught in the fellowship. Jesus even teaching the people, borrowed a boat from Peter. Can I borrow your boat? And then he taught from that boat the people who were at the shore. He didn't carry the Old Testament scrolls, but he opened his mouth and spoke. The word of God proceeded out of his mouth. And that was the manner, and the Paul, Apostle Paul in first century, they opened their mouth and spoke. And they were not reading the scriptures every morning. Thessalonians were reading the scriptures, or the Old Testament scriptures. Of course, that Old Testament scriptures scroll would be in the hands of the Jews, Judeans, not with the Gentiles. They could not even touch it. And not every Israelite had a copy of the Old Testament. Very expensive. Rich people perhaps paid and got the Old Testament scrolls. So the word of the Lord sounded out from them. 1 Thessalonians. And these are one-year-old believers and leaders. The one-year-old one was the time that Paul visited Thessalonica. Timothy, Silas visited Thessalonica. Subsequently, then there are maybe 1 month old believer, 10 days old believer, leader, and so forth. And Paul was inspired to write, send the Thessalonian message, first Thessalonian message from Corinth. So I shared these things to Ajay, and he went back happy, not sad, happy. And he had a forest fellowship, the regular fellowship, and he said that, I'm closing this fellowship. God inspired him to do that. However, whoever wants to come to see me different times, whatever, you're welcome. So he ended many years regular fellowships. And what happened? It was from God, so it's not like everybody has to stop, but it was from God, so he did that. Then what happened was, really hungry ones, they started to call him, may I come to your home? I would like to see you, spend time with you. So that type of individual start coming, and there were many youth, young ones. And he taught the same thing. What I shared, he taught the same thing. And what happened after that? Through these youth, new doors started open up. God was now working, energizing directly these individuals who were youth, who really desired the harvest-ready field, his own harvest-ready fields and labors. So increase. And the next time Ajay came to visit me, he was saying that the abundant sharing increased, doubled, tripled. So he was very blessed. And he said that I was also very happy because it became a torture, in a way, something like that, hard work to prepare the teaching. Prepare the teaching before the next fellowship, that became burdensome. But this way, now I have no burden. When the time comes, truly God gives me the words. So outreach and increase began to take place from Ajay. And so these three individuals who came, they were inspired by that. They said Ajay started from 2021, now 2025, took time, but one of them is Rishi. And these are then young people. Among three, some of them came not so many years ago, recently, but two of them are the time of Ajay. So when they came to my home, normally I let them share first, but I was inspired to speak. I think I spoke about hour and a half and then moved into the regular style, let them share. So like that. So, oh yeah. And another thing, like I've been speaking tongues, praying, and also desiring very much about South America, even Africa, and of course, everywhere. I want laborers. I want open doors. And I knew I wouldn't push open the door. But God, you have those who are hungry and thirsting. Then let them show their desire. A week or two ago, this one person who is in Chile, who's been in touch once in a while, and I share with them the English audio recordings. So through WhatsApp, he mentioned to me that, would you send me these recordings, these title recordings? So I said, okay, and I sent it. Later, what he did was, he has a believer who is excellent in interpretation, translation, English to Spanish. So I think he requested this person to make audio Spanish recording of the English recording, which I shared. And later on, not many days later, but shortly after, he messaged me, I would like you to come to Chile and I want you to share these things. So I think I will be visiting Chile from March 20th to 28th. So that's the dates that we discussed. So I know that God has great purpose for them and things can go quickly. All it takes is one laborer, one that God brings, that one fantastic labor that God brings. It's His job. It's God's job to take us to the harvest-ready fields. His job to send the laborers. And it's God's job to give me the words to speak. So it's all to God. God be glory. Thanks to God. And He also gives that desire of the new man. We are God's masterpiece and we are streamlined to walk with God, to speak thy word and have a wonderful time every day to walk in the ordered steps. We are designed to walk like that. So that's what I want to share today. God bless you.